This is Terry Mandel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Robert James, attorney at law. Dear Mr. James, pre-request for medical information on my patient, your client, Tiffany Johnson. Please note the following medical letter. The first name is T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. Last name is J-O-H-N-S-O-N. The patient was initially seen in my office on November 13, 2012. Relating she sustained an injury at the Burlington Coat Factory in Lafayette Square. It occurred inside when shells fell on both her feet. She is still experiencing pain in her right foot, period. She was seen in the seen at the immediate care center and apparent negative x-rays for fracture. She was placed upon ibuprofen without relief. She did follow up with them, but continues to have difficulty. On examination by me, November 13th, there was a hematoma with a bluish color and tenderness at the base of both great toenails bilaterally, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs, clear. Abdominal examination was soft. There was 10% swelling of the base of the right great toe. There was diminished range of motion of the right great toe. There was diminished strength involving toes 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the right, as well as diminished strength of the entire right foot. The patient had an abnormal gait, pulse was normal, symmetrical at 2 over 4. My diagnostic impressions were that a bilateral foot trauma, trauma to digits 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the right, and as well as a hematoma of the bilateral large toes, all the above caused by the fall injury at the Burlington Coat Factory. At that time, I sent for her records. I prescribed meloxicam for inflammation, as well as a narcotic prescription for Tylenol number 3. The patient was seen next on November 14th, still having bad pain in the right foot, abnormalities, including swelling and tenderness, continuing. I started her on some physical therapy to the right foot, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, an active exercise program in the office, as well as an active home exercise program, period. See next on November 15th, abnormalities noted, higher dose therapy given. See November 19th, diminished range of motion noted, higher dose therapy given. See next on November 21st, still having a great deal of discomfort, abnormalities noted, adjustment in the dosage of therapy was made. See next on November 26th, tenderness noted, therapy repeated. See November 28th, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. See December 3rd, tenderness noted, therapy repeated. See December 5th, swelling noted, therapy repeated. See next on December 12th, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. Seen December 17th, feeling better, improvement noted, therapy repeated. Because of the improvement, I decreased the frequency of treatments. The patient was last seen on December 19th, abnormalities noted, therapy repeated. Meloxicam prescribed for inflammation and pain again, period. In summary, I've treated Tiffany Johnson for injuries sustained in a fall injury at the Burlington Coat Factory. Her treatment has consisted of rest, both narcotic and non-narcotic analgesics, anti-inflammatories, and a progressive and extensive course of physical therapy to the right foot, consisting of ultrasound, hot packs, massage therapy, and an active exercise program, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, End of Dictation.